Okay, a big shout out to my wife Charlotte and all her art friends. I thought that would get art class off to a good start. There's a happy song for a Sunday morning. And Lennon wrote that song about damaged ego being crippled inside. The next cut takes us to George. George Harrison opened his 1973 album with this song, and it was written when he was dedicating himself to assisting the refugees of the war in Bangladesh. And this is the very beautiful song, Give Me Love. Okay, Toby, that was from 1973.
Wow. Were you alive back then?
I was alive. That's impressive. Was 11. It was probably fourth or fifth grade. I probably listened to a lot of that in my parents' Pontiac Tempest on AM radio with Harry Harrison and Dan Ingram on WABC. We're now going to...
Which we are not WABC. In fact, we are... WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's 91.5 Medford, Tufts.
And couldn't be happier to be here. What a great place to be on a Sunday morning or afternoon with Zook and Zook. We now turn to probably the most prolific Beatles songwriter, the inimitable Paul McCartney. I'm not trying to show favorites here, folks. And Toby, guess what Paul McCartney's favorite bird is?
I'm going to go with a peacock.
No, look again. What's the name of the next song?
Next song, it's called Jenny Wren. I'm going to change my guess to a wren.
It's a wren, and this is a similar style you'll hear to Blackbird, the famous Beatles tune. This song was nominated for a Grammy by Best Male Pop Vocal. And here we go with Paul McCartney turning a wren into Jenny.
Like so many girls, Jenny Wren could sing, but a broken heart took a song away. Like the other girls, Jenny Wren took wing, she could see the world.
So that was a very gentle and sweet song where Paul expressed his affection for his favorite bird, turned it into a woman named Jenny Wren. We now turn to a time when McCartney sort of recreated a new band called Wings. Now, Toby's brother told me that Wings doesn't count. But there were so many great hits by Wings that I felt it really wasn't fair to exclude Wings from this particular show. This song has a little story for me, a little history. Do you mind if I give you a little history, Toby?
I'd love to hear a little history. I don't hear enough of your history.
But my family knows that when I was in 10th grade, I had the great good fortune of being cast as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. And one of the cast members, actually, she played one of Tevye's five daughters. I had a big crush on her. And this song was popular when that song came out. And that was kind of the song that always made me think of her. Now, of course, Unrequited Love is the story of teenage years. And she had a crush on the lighting man. Her name was Wendy. His name was Richard. And Lloyd was left out in the cold. I'm sure all my Tufts friends are laughing right now at that story. Anyway, this is the song by Wings from the 1978 London Town album, which hit number one in the US and number five in the UK, With a Little Luck. What do you think, Toby? Good song for a heartbroken father at 10th grade?
I don't honestly think it was a very good song, but I'm glad it meant a lot for you.
Well, there you go. Never ask your kids their opinion. We're now turning to Ringo Starr, whose 1974 Goodnight Vienna album included this cut, rooted actually in a 1947 song from Rhodesia, okay, which is the old name for Zimbabwe. And it was a 1947 called Skokian, which I looked up and found last night on YouTube. Really interesting. And drug use was pretty rampant in the 1970s, and this song is all about saying no.
I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land.
thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Nashville, Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land.
And he wasn't joking.
And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. No, 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 I can't take it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
To be very clear, the good sponsors here at WMFO do not, you know, don't necessarily support messages in any of the songs said today.
That's called a disclaimer.
That's a disclaimer. It's our PSA. It's not the PSA we're saying today. I'm saying nothing more than the lyrics in these songs do not necessarily support the views of the station or the school. And on a side note, I hope everyone had a wonderful time at Spring Fling yesterday. Perhaps listening to Ringo Starr, perhaps not listening to Ringo Starr in his No-No song.
And Harry Nilsson, by the way, sang backup on that tune. How about that? That's kind of a funny one. That points out there was tremendous collaboration. Obviously, the Beatles being one of the most successful and famous groups in the world, they often collaborated with each other behind the scenes after they broke up, sometimes in plain view too, and a lot of other artists played with them, and they had a great rapport. I learned a lot of this from a great film on Amazon Prime called Man on the Run about Paul McCartney. And I've also seen some of a great film on HBO Max about George Harrison. There's a ton out there about the trajectory of these four boys from Liverpool. And it's really, really interesting. Song Coming Up was actually written by Bob Dylan and recorded by him the same year. Peter Frampton, talk about collaboration, played a guitar part. And the version that George Harrison performed from his 1970 incredible album, All Things Must Pass, is a much more acoustic and quite a much lusher arrangement than Dylan's version. And the song is called If Not For You.
Have a clue. If not for you.
not for you. The winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. If not for you. Not for you.
So in order to compensate somewhat for that little story about the crush I had, although my wife is not the jealous type, I want to dedicate the next song to my wife, Charlotte, and all my family and friends who might be listening in England. I think there are four in total, maybe three, not too many. For the next song, which turns out to have been the greatest selling single in the history of English pop music for a non-charity song. Okay? So that, can you believe that, Toby? Quite a surprise.
Not really, actually. I'm quite surprised by that.
Yeah, and I never heard this song. And I was playing it for my wife the other day, and she starts singing it. Every single word. It was a very, very famous song. It's about the farm that Paul McCartney bought after he started to decide to leave the Beatles in about 1969 or so in Scotland, Kintyre. He pulled together a collaborator, Denny Lane, who he collaborated with for many years and became part of Wings. And then they brought in the local pipe band called the Campbelltown Pipe Band. And the whole song was recorded outside. The song, as all you English people are guessing already, and you'll probably be sick to hear it, but for those of us in America, it's a new song. Mull of Kintyre.
Mull of Kintyre, on me strolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be a mull of Kintyre. Travel and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Oh, mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here. Oh, Mull of Kintyre. and tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mulligan
I don't know about you, Deb, but there's something that I really love about unique instruments in songs.
Yeah, and the Beatles all experimented with unique instruments. George Harrison met Ravi Shankar and started learning all about the sitar. He developed a technique on the guitar called slide guitar. You probably know what that is.
I don't think he developed it.
No, I mean he started to incorporate it into his playing. And a lot of the songs that we're playing by George Harrison reference that.
Yeah, I mean, the song we're going to close out with references that.
Yeah, and also John Lennon collaborated with Yoko Ono, his wife, on a lot of things, and they introduced a lot of different sounds and different instruments. These guys are incredibly creative musicians. They're not unique in that respect, but the period of time during which they've been so creative is pretty exceptional.
And to me, that's kind of one of the coolest things, is the ability to take music and experiences from all over the world and turn it into something new and unique. I think we've seen a lot of modern artists, and luckily with the way I think music is globalizing, and very popular artists like Bad Bunny from not the US, not the UK, are able to get very big in the US and the UK and all sorts of other places around the world. Just makes music more interesting to me.
I agree. And Paul Simon, when I was your age or a little older, was doing that with South African music, and he created concerts and he created songs incorporating musicians from South Africa with incredible sounds in them and the novelty of it. And it was great music, frankly. And You Can Call Me Al and some of his biggest hits. And of course, I don't know if you remember, but in the trumpet, I took you to see Hugh Masekela.
Yep.
He was also a South African artist, played amazing stuff. Back to the Fab Four as solo artists. We're going to add to this a song that I think might be very helpful. Toby told me final exams begin May 1st.
This Friday.
I'm sure he and his friends are busy preparing or not.
That's all we've ever done, is prepared.
So I'm going to encourage you with this little ditty by Paul McCartney called Great Day.
I'm sure you've all have done a lot of partying recently. We had Marathon Monday. We had Spring Fling. You're Tufts kids. You're graduating.
What?
I wouldn't worry about
that. It's not what we're paying for.
So if you enjoy eating fresh fruit, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant.
Ooh.
Tops and bottoms in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. Whoa. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Amen.
Dad, will you be growing any marijuana plants up to 12 for your household?
Not this week,
not
month,
this week.
Year, or lifetime.
Good to know.
But I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to take a stand on anything except the music, which brings us to the title track from John Lennon's incredible album, Imagine, from 1970. Greats, one of the great songs, and what a beautifully aspirational feeling to think about. We're staying with John Lennon for the next cut, a cut that he produced with 25 musicians credited, including a choir. So that's called an elaborate arrangement, wouldn't you say?
I've seen more elaborate.
Maybe for Star Wars. Anyone who has a son can relate to this song, and perhaps some of the sons. It's a tribute, it's a love song that he and Yoko dedicated to their son, Sean, when he was born, and it's called Beautiful Boy. First post-Beatles hit to make number one in the USA was from Paul McCartney's Ram album, an album that was panned by the critics when it came out, but today many people feel the opposite, which just goes to show you what the passage of time can do. It's a song that has a lyric which reflects his love for Linda McCartney, his bride. And it was written in part and titled because of all the sheep they raised up in their farm in Scotland. Hands across the water, heads across the sky. This is one of the strangest, coolest songs in my history. It's called Uncle Albert.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you. Sorry, Uncle Albert, but there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. Mm-hmm.
had no room halls, they notified me. He had to have a bath or he couldn't get to sea. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter won't melt, so put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
I forgot to mention, by the way, that Uncle Albert was Paul McCartney's uncle, and this song was written in part to tell him how sorry he was that his generation had sort of taken a different path, so to speak. And the admiral was an American Marine admiral who he kind of liked. Anyway, great, fun, happy song. We now turn back to Ringo Starr, a song that was co-written with George Harrison and produced by George Harrison, released in 1971 as a single. Here is It Don't Come Easy. I don't know about you, Toby, but I was almost dancing in my seat on that one.
I was.
I was dancing in my seat.
That's a really great song. A very punchy, great song. Reminds me of the 1970s big time. Rolling Stone said that The Next Cut was probably the best song of all the former Beatles solo songs. McCartney played all the instruments, guitars, bass, piano, organ, and drums, and he has said this was the song for which he'd like to be remembered from his 1970 debut album, Maybe I'm Amazed. Toby, before we play our final cut, our final song, I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's really great fun. And I also want to thank Joe at WMFO for helping to make this happen. And thanks, Sticky. Shout out to Sticky, Toby's regular partner, for helping to create some magic between him and Toby. Unfortunately, Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m., but the one show Toby teed me up to had some great 80s cuts. You guys did an amazing job.
Thank you very much.
If you want to hear more, the playlist is available on Spotify. Just type in your search bar, Music by a Beatle, enter playlist, and it should come up. The final song we're going to play, and I hope we're going to get through the whole of it, is really probably my favorite post-Beatles solo song. I always feel good when I hear this song. If you love this song, I have to tell you, on YouTube, there's an amazing version of it led by Billy Preston playing at the concert for George Harrison, which took place a year after George died. And this is the inimitable My Sweet Lord. Thank you, Toby. Thank you, Tufts. It's been great fun. Here we go, My Sweet Lord.
With me takes a long sweet love, oh my my sweet love. I really wanna know you. I'd like to go with you. I wanna show you love, that it won't take long.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my sweet love.
Hallelujah.
My sweet love.
Hallelujah.
My sweet love.
Hallelujah.
I really wanna know you. I really wanna.